1909 hours, day 2, southeast San Francisco. All units be advised, suspect is headed east on Folsom Street, move to intercept. Detective Karen Hall heeded the dispatch and maneuvered her clunky tan sedan toward Folsom Street, spurring a sound of protest from beneath the hood. He rolled down the window and attached it to the roof of the car. It kicked to life, but the flashing red light was an afterthought amid the setting ruby sun. It let out a half-hearted wail into the coming dusk.
"Why do you still have that thing?" Markov asked over the intermittent noise.
"Go ask the supply guys for a new one."
"It still works. I just need to mess with the wiring."
Detective Markov retrieved a pack of menthols from his right blazer pocket and found a lighter in his khakis.
"Right, this just needs an oil change," Markov said while lighting a cigarette.
"Hey," Karen protested,
"you're quitting that."
Karen snatched the cigarette from his hand and threw it out the open window.
"And you don't talk about Stella that way. She's kicked men tougher than you out the door for less."
See? This is what I'm talking about. This is why you can't find a man. By the way, I'm going to have to write you a ticket for littering."
Karen huffed and angrily blew blonde locks out of her eyes. She turned to glare at Markov, who sat back in his seat smiling smugly.
Markov knew how to push her buttons better than anyone. The radio erupted with new directions. The suspect was headed south on 4th Street. She turned the wheel hard and threw Markov against the window. That'd teach him.
"So where were you before?" Detective Hall asked, changing the subject. "And why aren't you driving that midlife crisis mobile?"
Markov nervously rubbed his shoulder and looked out the window.
"I got caught up in a misunderstanding at the morgue, and the Stang isn't ready for a police chase anyway."
"Did you track blood in there?" Karen asked, staring at his shoes. Detective Markov's face faded. He gazed down at his shoes and back up to his partner.
"Well, I wasn't going to track it in my new car."
"Oh, unbelievable," Karen said while thrusting her closed fists at his shoulder. Markov winced. A few moments pass in silence, and Karen followed additional instructions from the dispatcher, blowing through an intersection in the process.
"So what's this about the morgue?"
"Did the coroner mistake you for one of his patients again?"
"I told you to use those conversation starters I gave you. This is why people don't like you."
"Ha ha.
For your information, this was the first time I worked with Dr. Ellis, and I was able to find out what killed that pathologist."
"What was it?"
Some weird parasite, I don't know."
Karen shot him a look of frustration. "He said he knew what killed the pathologist, but then he didn't know the details. Typical Markov.